Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
And welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Podcast. We're looking ahead to Monday's action from Ireland. Two cards for us to enjoy across the Irish Sea from Naas and Cork. But it's the seven race card from Naas that we'll be looking at in detail on our podcast. You are listening to Sam Norris and I'm joined on the line by Andy Holding. Morning, Andy.
Morning, Sam. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm not bad. Yeah, are you?
Yeah, pretty good form, yeah. Seems like a bit of a whirlwind week, really, that we had... After Galway, and I thought we might have had a bit of a relaxed time of it, but now we've got two meetings to deal with.
Yeah, absolutely. We're straight back to Ireland, and probably won't get the calibre of racing that we've enjoyed from Galway last week. But hopefully, we can point our listeners in the direction of some winners anyway at Naas today, Andy.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, one or two horses actually run here off the back of runs at Galway, and obviously with the fitness advantage and. The conditions which deteriorated at Galway very much in the ascendancy again at Naas today, they might hold sway.
Looking forward to seeing the likes of Botanical Lady again a bit later on. We'll move on then to the racing from Monday. First up from Naas is the 210, 6 furlong contest this one. Just the 5 runners here, but outside the top 2 in the betting, it's 16-1 the field. Those 3 haven't yet had a start in their career, and it's Cape Clear Island at 5-6 and Dandy Leakey at 5-4 who look as though they're going to contest this race. There has been a bit of money for the other horses. Tags Island 16 from 22s, which is interesting. But these two horses, they're ahead of the betting. They've had a fairly impressive start to their careers.
Yeah, they look two nice horses. They're certainly not top class yet. They'll go on to prove that they're, at least parting company later on in the season. They're very difficult to split, Sam, to be honest, on their 2 runs. Cape Clear Island just about scrambled home when a well-backed 5-1 on shot last time out at Ferry House. He'll certainly need to up his game if he's to contend with Joe Lyons' Dandy Leakey, who chased home Dick Whittington last time out, but he kind of lost that race in the stalls. He got a little bit upset beforehand, and really Dick Whittington, who was the form horse anyway going into that race, disposed of him quite readily. But I don't think we've seen the best of Joe Lyons' Dandy Leakey. He was really impressive first time out at Navan, over 5 furlongs, and I don't think he'll have any problems getting this trip either. It's just whether he's got the sort of like the mental strength to beat Cape Clear Island, who looks quite a tough individual. I'll probably just take a chance that Dandy Leakey is good enough here. Obviously, he's odds against, whereas the other one's odds on. It is a difficult call between them. There's nothing between them in the ratings on my speed figures. There's hardly anything between them. It's just which one of these coats with this kind of test, 6 furlongs on a stiff track, and I'm hoping it might be Dandy Leakey.
Okay, then Dandy Leakey in the first of the day for Andy. Available at 5-4 with us here at William Hill at the time of recording. Next up is the 240 from Naas, another 6 furlong contest. The 17 runners down to go to post this time. Count of Carabas leads the way at 4-1. Barbecue is 9-2 shot. It's 11-2 for Gembat, 7-1 Red Laser, Big Bad Lily 15-2, Zarpal 8-1, Kano's Girl 8-1, and 12-1, all bigger prices the remainder. Where do you start in this race?
Well, we'll start with the obvious one here, Sam. That's Count of Carabas. He hasn't won a race yet, but he's been threatening to do so in his last 2 or 3 starts. He's certainly coming good, and his form over the course and distance last time out entitled him to be a favourite here. That run behind our jock was a good one on the figures, and the way he finished off his race as well suggested that it's only a matter of time before he does get his head in front and everything just drop right for him. Around about 4-1. He does look the solid each-way recommendation. Do keep an eye on the horse that's the most unexposed in this race. Clearly, bookmakers this morning are not taking too many chances with Barbecue, fairly trained by Tommy Stack. She's had the 3 strategy runs, only got a mark of 55. But there has been a glimmer of hope in 1 or 2 of those races she's running, particularly first time up at Dundalk. And then latterly, last time out in a red-hot maiden over a mile, which clearly stretched her stamina. But I think she's capable of much, much more than that. And off her rating, she could be very dangerous. So do keep an eye on Barbecue. But just for the purposes of this race here today, I think Count of Carabas, each way at 4-1, is the solid and the safety first option in what looks a very really difficult handicap.
All right, then, Andy going for Count of Carabas in the 240. Next up is the 310. 7 furlong maiden, this one. And Order of St. George heads affairs, 11-8. It's 5-2 for Sacrificial, 7-2 Parish Boy, 10-1 Song of Love, and 22's Bar. None of these horses have more than two starts in the book, so some very lightly raced types, some unraced types. What are you thinking of this one?
Yeah, I think it is going to be between the front two in the market here. They're both garnered experience at Leopardstown, a track obviously which introduces a nice type of horse, and they both run similar kind of races in almost identical kind of maidens. I think the best of the two was Sacrificial, certainly on the figures anyway, when he chased down a horse called Radara, who'd previously run well in a red hot maiden down in Curra, and I napped Radara on that particular night. It's probably my last winning nap, to be fair. And Sacrificial did some really good work late on. Certainly not knocked about, very much in keeping with how Gerlines' horses performed first time out, and I'd expect this horse to improve significantly for that run. Trips fine, ground seems to be okay, and they've got a much better draw than the favourite here, Order of St. George, who went into probably every race watcher's notebook the other day at Leopardstown. It was a race that was all about John F. Kennedy, a strongly fancied horse, and was actually favourite for the Derby going into that race, but his bubble was well and truly burst by Jim Bulger's Hall of Fame, who had the experience of a previous run. But it was Order St. George, A, No Brown, second string on the day, which is A, very well backed, and B, probably shaped like the best horse out of the two A, No Brown horses. And, you know, he's obviously going to be taking high rank here. He's been putting favourite. He's just got a slightly tricky draw to overcome, whereas his main market rival, Sacrificial, has got stall 4. Order of St. George is out on the wing a little bit in stall 14. So at the prices, I'd just sooner go with Gerlines' horse. Again, they should fight out the finish, but hopefully the second favourite can get the better of the favourite, or certainly give him a race.
Okay, then, Sacrificial in that one, the 310 at Nace. That's a 5-2 shot at the time recording. Next up is the 340, 7 furlongs this one, and Bilderberg heads affairs at 7-4. He was last of three at Nace over 6 furlongs last month, went off odds-on favourite that day, as I say, installed again as the favourite today at 7-4. How much do you read into that race, Andy?
It was a very slowly run one, and to be fair, it should have suited Bilderberg because she showed a really good turn of foot the time before at Fairy House when she got the better of the more experienced Michelle Power. So you'd have to say she was a slight disappointment. She was made odds on that day, but as I said, she got redly brushed aside by two horses with loads of Yulong Beijing and Colour Blue. So I think she's going to have to improve a little bit again. She may well do so, obviously stepping up to 7 furlongs, but you know, she's the shortest price for what she's done. I think the horse that holds the best form in this race is Johnny Levens' Dashwood, who contested that very strongly run race, and race that's worked out so well at the Curra on the 28th of June. It was won by Line of Reason, and of course Paul Midge's Discharge went on to frank that form with a win next time out at York. Zalti, who finished second, was fourth the other day in a red hot race behind Mushier at Muthmere, and of course Discussion to Follow, who's third, ran well in the Stewards' Cup, as did the fourth Alban Star, who was in the frame in the Stewards' Cup. So it was run at a very, really strong pace, and considering Dashwood was drawn in no man's land in trap one, he did really well to even get in anywhere near the front runners that day, because all the pace was up the stand-side rail, and Dashwood came out second best of those that were drawn low. So I think he's going to run a hell of a race here. He's top of my figures, he's back to a trip which suits him best, all his best forms over the 7 furlongs. He's got a little bit of a dangerous draw to overcome, trap 7-7, so he's going to be stuck out in the wing early on. But providing Gary Cull can get him into a good position, certainly Dashwood's got the speed figures to go very close in that 3-4-3.
All right, then, fair enough. We'll move on then to the 4-10, which is the next race on the card. And Botanical Lady leads the market here at 9-4. As I mentioned right at the top of the podcast, she was impressive in the Galway Festival, running a second and a first last week. So no surprise to see her lead the market here.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. She comes in here in great form. She probably should have won the first time when she went to Galway. She just got hampered in the run and left her run a little bit too late. But off the back of that run, stepping up in trip, she was absolutely devastating. From a tricky draw as well, stall 15, that was you know, one of the slight negatives were about her that night, but she managed to easily, readily brush that aside. And she's going to have to do the same again here, to be fair, because she's drawn 16 of 16. She certainly hasn't been well blessed by the draws in recent times. That's the only thing that had be a slight issue if thinking of backing Botanical Lady, but she has got a lot of early pace from the gate, and I imagine Lee Roach will try and do exactly what he did the other day, get her out from stall 7 to 16, go all the way around the outside of the field and try and cut everything off at the pass before the first corner. As we well know, horses that race up with a pace at Nace have a significant advantage. And if she does get to the front early on, we know that her stamina is not in question. We know that she goes on soft ground. And she's very much the in-form horse and the one to beat. So I'm going to stick with the obvious here. Botanical Lady, an in-form filly, is going to be very difficult to beat, if in the same form as she was in Galway in the 4.10.
Botanical Lady then for Andy in that one. The 9-4 is the early morning price about her. Next up is the 4.40, 1 mile handicap this one. 11 runners down to go to post. Who have you picked out here?
Yeah, I think Matsy Gorno is an interesting runner. I certainly think she's certainly very well handicapped for mark of 70 on the back of that win at Leopardstown the other day. It was interesting that she was a non-runner the other day though at Galway when the rain came. So conditions obviously here today at Nace on the yielding side, unless it dries out, might be a slight concern for those that are considering getting stuck into Mickey Halford's charge. So therefore I'm going to go with an alternative selection in the shape of Reckless Lad from the Patrick Martin stable. A horse that I tipped last time out at Leopardstown, and things just didn't quite work out for this four-year-old who got stuck in behind a wall of horses and didn't get the clearest to run through, and they rather kicked off the front that day and he got left behind. But he did do some good work later on considering where he was in the race. And it also is worth noting that the fifth horse in that race, Hassanor from the Mickey Halford stable, won at the Galway Festival the other day, thus boosting the form. Two good runs the time before, down run and Leopardstown. Cement this horse's consistency, yet to finish out the first four in its last six or seven starts. I think Reckless Lad is sure to be there or thereabouts, and rates a good each way bet in that 4.40.
Okay then, there you go, the thoughts of Andy in the 4.40. The last race on the card from Nace is the 5.10. A 1 mile filly's made in this one. Chicago Girl leads the betting, 5-6 favourite. She's finished second on four of her first seven career starts. Elusive Lawrence is 4-1, Nidham 4-1, Carrie Bouquet 13-2. It's 9-1 for Newton's Knight and 28 bar. Where are you looking here, Andy?
Well, I think most punters will look towards Chicago Girl. She comes from a stable in good form. They had two winners at the Galway Festival. And expected 103, probably courtesy of so many good placed efforts last year. She ran really well in defeat on her as a two-year-old in a good race at the Curra. She's obviously dipped her toe to the Pattern Company so far this season, running at the Curra again. But, you know, on each occasion, she was just outclassed. So this is an ideal opportunity for her to finally get ahead in front. She's fairly adaptable with regards tactics. She's made the running before and she's been held up. So she's got a lot of things going for her except the price. And, you know, she still hasn't won yet in seven starts. So she's not the most enticing of betting propositions from where I'm sitting. And I'd probably go with an each-way recommendation here in the shape of Elusive Lawrence, who's had the two runs. First of all, catching the eye down in Roscommon, doing some good late work at the end, not being knocked about. And then she bumped into just a more experienced and a more hard-knocking horse in the shape of Black down in Killarney at the festival a couple of weeks ago. But, again, she did some good work later on. I think she's still learning on the job. She's still improving. And hopefully tonight, you know, you'll see a much more polished model. She's much better drawn than the favourite as well. That's another significant factor. She's drawn right on the inside in store one, which will give Fran Berry a look-through going around the inside, whereas Shami Heffin has got a burst a little bit of energy from store 12. And that might be the difference towards the back end of the race, which horse gets into a better position turning for home. But either way you strip this race down, I think Elusive Lawrence has to be in the frame. And at 4-1, she's a really solid each way bet.
Each way pick then for Andy in that one. Elusive Lawrence available at 4-1 with us here. If you could just spin us again through your selections for the racing from Nace on Monday, please, Andy.
Will do, Sam. Yeah, an intriguing two-hour contest to start off proceedings. It looks a straight match between the experienced Cape Clear Isle and Dandiliki. Hopefully Dandiliki is a bit more calmer than he was last time out at Navan, and he can take care of Aidan O'Brien's charge. Count of Carabas is a solid each-way recommendation in the 2.40, but do keep an eye on the lightly raced Barbecue. 3.10, I'm going to go with Sacrificial to get the better of the big two there, and Beat Order of St George. Dash, he's definitely got the best form in the 3.40. If he can overcome the draw there, he could prove difficult to beat. Same comments of a Botanical Lady from a bad draw in the 4.10. She locked on fire the other day down in Galway. Reckless Lad is a good each-way bet in the 4.40. And another good each-way to round up the card is Elusive Lawrence, around about the 4-1 mark, to hopefully get the better of Chicago Girl, who certainly sets a standard in the final race.
There we are then, the thoughts of Irish racing expert Andy Holding on the 7 race card from Nace on Monday. And you can hear all the action from Nace and Cork on William Hill's Racing Radio, alongside all the domestic action from Ripon, Kempton, Carlisle and Windsor. Sean Quinn, Darren Owen and John Babb will be joining you in the studio for all of Monday's racing. Thanks for joining me this morning on the podcast, Andy, and I hope you look forward to the Irish racing today.
Well done. Cheers, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.